So the subtitle for tonight's message is Stay With It. Stay With It. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Church, if we are going to live as Christians ought, we must be governed by our doctrine, sound biblical doctrine. So the question is, how do we do that? How can we be governed by sound biblical doctrine? Well, the answer is in our scripture that we looked at last week and we're coming back to this week, 2 Timothy chapter 3. Let me remind us briefly of the context of this scripture. In 2 Timothy 3, Paul writes a second letter to Timothy, his son in the faith. Paul was in a Roman prison awaiting execution. He knew that his life was coming to an end, but he also knew that the world would become more perilous for the believer. So he writes Timothy to instruct him on what he must do to face worsening conditions. And Paul begins in chapter 3 by describing the times. He said these are going to be hard to deal with times. Many will be treacherous and prideful. He talked about the foolish and how they would be carried away by their own lust. Many would find themselves searching for the truth yet remaining ignorant. Still others would be hostile to the truth. And he said that wicked men and deceivers would go from bad to worse. These are going to be hard to deal with times. Timothy, perilous times are setting in. And with that realization, Paul gives Timothy instructions. Let's look at verses 14 and 15. He says, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus." Paul gives Timothy clear instructions on how to be governed by doctrine. And if we are going to be governed by doctrine, we must do what Paul instructed Timothy to do. See, if we're going to be governed by doctrine, allow doctrine to have decisive influence over our life, we have to continue in it. We have to continue in it. That's what Paul is saying to Timothy. Paul was saying, Timothy, the world around you is getting worse. People are turning away from the truth and becoming more wicked. But as for you, continue in what you have learned. When he says continue in what you have learned, he's saying continue in what you have come to understand through instruction and experience. Continue in what you have come to understand through instruction and experience. Timothy, continue in the things that you are certain of. Church, this is God's instruction for us today. The world around us is getting worse. Conditions in our family are getting worse. People are turning from the truth and becoming more wicked. And the fruit of erroneous living is being produced in their life. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? People are falling apart and perishing. We can see it every day. All around us, falling apart and perishing. That's what's happening in the world. But as for us as Christians, we cannot allow ourselves to be pulled away from the truth. Because, church, we have learned, even on Sunday, that we have a work to do. That we cannot be pulled away from truth because it is our duty to uphold the truth in a world full of error. It is our duty to know it, to defend it, and to live it so that the light of the gospel can shine through and so that the lost can be saved. Therefore, we must continue. We have to continue. Continue in what we have come to understand through instruction and experience. Church, we know some things. We have learned some things. We have experienced some things through obedience to God's word. We have to continue in it. Continue in the truth. Continue in our doctrine. Now, when you talk about continue, let me give you the definition of that word. What do you mean continue in? To continue means to remain. It means to abide. To abide in. In other words, it's like saying make something your home. To remain, to abide in, make something your home, to tarry. It means to not depart or leave. To not depart or leave. To continue means to persevere in. To persevere in. When you persevere in something, you press on through opposition. You stay with it. Persevere. To continue means to cleave to and hold on to. That's what continue means. To remain, to abide, to tarry, to not depart or leave, to persevere in, press on through, stay with it, to cleave to hold fast to. Now think about that definition for a minute. Think about that definition. I don't know about you, but when I think about continuing in the things that I have been taught or the things that I have learned, that definition is quite convicting. It's convicting because when I consider the strength of that word continue, I realize that too often I fall short of this requirement. See, sometimes I consider my doctrine as I move right past it. You know, I consider it. It comes to my mind as I move right past it on my way to counsel myself. Sometimes I wrestle with it. I wrestle with my doctrine. You know how it is to wrestle with our doctrine? When the Holy Ghost brings something to my remembrance, something that I have been taught, I begin to debate and argue with God. I begin to complain. It's too hard. I can't do it. But I don't see how that's going to work. Well, Lord, it's just unfair. Well, I just don't understand. We wrestle with it. See, we're not continuing in it. Sometimes I consider it. Sometimes I wrestle with it. Sometimes I don't think about my doctrine at all. I just haul off. You know what I mean by haul off? You just haul off and just do what I feel like doing and expect everybody to understand. I expect God to understand. I expect the person that I hauled off on to understand. I just expect everybody to understand. I don't think about my doctrine at all. This is a very powerful word, to continue. We must continue in our sound biblical doctrine. Hold fast to it in every situation. Abide in it in every situation. Don't depart it. Don't leave it when things get tight. See, I have to continue in sound biblical doctrine. And when I continue in my doctrine, then my doctrine has a decisive influence over my life. See, if I make my home in my doctrine, if I tarry in it, if I persevere in it, then it has the decisive influence over my life. Church, are you continuing in what you have been taught? Are you continuing in what you have learned? Do you persevere in it? Do you cleave to it, hold fast to it, even when the message is over and the benediction is pronounced? We have to be governed by our doctrine. Church, that brings us to our points for this evening. To be governed by doctrine, we must continue in it. That means that we must do three very simple things. We must, number one, repent. We must repent. Pastor, you are always talking about repent. You use the word repent as much as you use the word obey. We must repent. Repent means to turn and go another way. Turn and go another way. To repent means to change one's mind and purpose. To change one's mind and purpose. When we repent, repentance is more than regret. It is changing our heart and changing for the better. To repent means to turn and go another way, to change one's mind and purpose. It is to change one's heart and change for the better. Church, if we're going to be governed by sound biblical doctrine, we must repent. Change our heart and change for the better. Church, we must do better. Turn away from all ungodly influences and stop being governed by them. We have to repent. That means we have to turn away from myths and imaginations. Turn away from human wisdom and human reasoning. Turn away from ungodly beliefs and ungodly opinions, no matter what the source is. Turn away from corrupt doctrine. That is, our doctrine mixed with error. We have to turn away from all of that. We have to repent. So to do that, we must stop being self-willed. To repent, we have to stop being self-willed. We can't be self-willed. We can't be self-reliant. We cannot be self-confident. And we have to stop being opinionated. See, if we're going to repent and turn away from ungodly influences and allow the Word of God to be the decisive influence in our life, we have to stop being self-willed, self-reliant, self-confident, and opinionated. See, many of us are convinced that we are perfected in the Word. We believe that we know everything we need to know about the Word of God. We are self-confident, self-reliant. Some of us are convinced that whatever our view is, it is consistent with the Word. But we don't stop to check our view against the Word. We just assume. We assume that if I think it, if I believe it, must be true. See, it is amazing. The people who are the most prideful with respect to the Word of God, in my experience, are the people who get the Word of God wrong. Well, I know as much. I know as much as pastor. I know as much as them ministers. I'm not learning anything new. Some of the worst error I have heard has come from people who pride themselves on knowing more. Self-willed. Self-reliant. See, if we're going to repent, we have to stop being self-willed. If we're going to repent, we have to stop being careless and spiritually lazy. If we're going to repent, we have to stop being careless and spiritually lazy. The church is just not cautious anymore. We don't try to exercise discernment. We're just open to the world. No established boundaries. No regard to what we listen to or who we listen to. Just careless. Spiritually lazy. Living by Christian phrases, sayings, and cliches. Never confirmed anything that we are saying in the Word of God.